Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation, despite the fact that we are facing a great problem. And it's one that snuck up on people because it had been getting better for so many years, so many decades, in fact. Talking about road rage, reckless driving, car crashes, fatalities on the highways. The numbers are just stunning. And this is something else that is going terribly wrong in America. Is it all because of the pandemic? Well, actually, with the pandemic, we have been driving much less. And when you spend less time on the road, you would think you have fewer accidents. We will get to that. There is also a bishop in Italy who made a terrible mistake, a profound theological mistake, I guess, but it's certainly a political mistake. He gave a Christmas presentation, which a lot of kids attended, in which he told the true story of St. Nicholas and basically told kids that there is no Santa Claus as they know him. This is not a popular guy right now. But we will get to another Santa Claus story, a much more interesting one. They found in St. Augustine, Florida, they found a bunch of letters that had been published by the local newspaper that were letters to Santa from little kids 100 years ago. What did they want from St. Nicholas at that time? We will get to that story as well on the Michael Medved Show. But I do want to first take up this article from the Los Angeles Times, and I am surprised that other news outlets have not covered it more thoroughly. It was a tally that shocked the experts, says Russ Mitchell and Emily Baumgartner of the LA Times. 38,680 deaths on U.S. roadways last year, the most since 2007, even though pandemic precautions had dramatically reduced driving. This was completely unprecedented, said Kia Kolosch, who was a researcher for the nonprofit National Safety Council. We didn't know what was happening. The latest evidence suggests that after years and years of safety gains, decades really, the pandemic has made U.S. drivers more reckless, more likely to speed, to drink or to use drugs, and to leave their seatbelts unbuckled. Kolosch said, the researcher for the National Safety Council, "I fear we've adopted some really unsafe driving habits, and they're going to persist. Our roads are less safe than they were pre-pandemic." Experts say that behavior on the road is likely a reflection of widespread feelings of isolation, loneliness, and depression. And it's more than that. It's also the polarization that we have in this country, that the normal kind of rivalry you would have between Republicans and Democrats, say, now is like a blood feud. It's more serious. People are more ready. You can read about these stories every day. They're covered in every part of the country, of people who pull weapons on one another, people who bang one another intentionally in vehicles. Experts say that behavior on the road is like an infection. Kolosch, the researcher, says, "We might decide what does a seatbelt or another beer matter anyway when we're in the middle of a pandemic. That's a researcher at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. The rise in motor vehicle deaths lines up with other pandemic-era trends. Alcohol sales have soared. Not in Norway, not anymore. Drug overdoses have set records. And homicides have seen their biggest increase on record. Now, it's very hard, it seems to me, to try to blame homicides on the pandemic. What is the connection? Someone is sick and is angry about it. Is that going to lead him to try to get treatment, try to get better? Or does it lead him to go out and shoot somebody? I mean, the increase in, it seems to me, in homicides is much more related to the ongoing negativity toward law enforcement and toward changes in the bail system, changes in policing, pulling back on police. That you can explain. But why would pulling back on police lead to this gigantic upsurge in traffic accidents, fatalities? Before the pandemic, safety on U.S. roadways had been improving for decades thanks to the enforcement of seatbelt laws and the advent of airbags, improved braking and stability control, and many other safety features. Even as the number of people on the road increased and many states raised their speed limits, annual fatalities fell from, listen to this, from 55,000 in 1970 all the way down to 36,000 in 2019. And since 1970, we've had a very big increase in population. So the roads have been the safest they've ever been. Then came the 7.2% rise in fatalities in 2020, followed by another 18% jump in the first 6 months of the year just passed, based on preliminary figures from the federal government. What made last year's increase so astonishing was that the total miles driven, an estimate that's calculated by sampling traffic on various roadways, fell by more than 13% as cities locked down and more people worked from home. In other words, 13% fewer miles on the roads and 18% more fatalities. This is amazing. Fatalities are up in both cities and rural areas. They've spiked on both highways and back roads. They've risen during the night and during the day, weekdays and weekends. They climbed in every age group between 16 and 65. Well, for some reason, people below the age of 16, well, they don't drive. They would be fatalities if they were passengers. But people over 65 maybe drive also a bit less. Who knows? They rose in 41 states. Which are the worst states with the biggest increase in traffic fatalities? South Dakota, Vermont, Arkansas, and Rhode Island. Those experiencing the biggest increases. I know that in South Dakota, there's wide open spaces, there's prairie. The governor of South Dakota, Kristi Noem, has, I believe, it's over 30 speeding tickets. I mean, this has been a major problem for Governor Noem. But Rhode Island? It's not enough room in Rhode Island for people really to speed that much, but I guess they do. Still, some patterns have emerged. Chief among them is that the death rate for black people rose more than three times faster than the death rate overall. Wow. Any thoughts on this, or what the government might want to do? And we'll also take a look at what Santa got asked for 100 years ago. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
Where's the outrage? I'm shook up, and you know what's going to happen? I'm going to be driving down the road listening to all this. I'm going to wreck the car and sue Michael MedVet.
Okay, don't sue and don't wreck the car.
The Michael Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved show, there are some thoughts here about what we're talking about, which is a very serious matter, which is a very serious increase in deaths. And we have more people dying again. We used to as well, but now it's happening again. More people dying of traffic accidents than of murders. and murders going up sharply, but it's appalling. And then they say that the increase has been three times higher in the black community than in the nation at large. And the LA Times says it's a disparity that could reflect a deeper sense of despair in the poorer communities hit hardest by the pandemic. It's hard to imagine that that actually you can trace traffic accidents directly to despair. I mean, this is not a favored form of suicide that people are going through. But it does involve substance abuse, there's no question about it, including marijuana, which has been so greatly exacerbated by the legalization of marijuana everywhere and by the big marijuana industry. We've had stories about that here in the state of Washington, and the police are not really set up to identify people driving impaired with pot, but they do. The other point is that right now there is a tendency. Where is Raman? There she is, and in Olympia. Okay, let's go to Robin. Robin, you're on the MedVed show.
Hi, this is Robin. I'm used to be calling. I was a nurse in my previous life. But what I'm thinking is exactly what you were talking about. I've talked to officers and stuff, and they say that they think that it's secondary to more people being on the road with mixed substances, not just alcohol, not just prescription drugs, not just recreational marijuana. And I wonder if you could actually trace it to those countries, those states that may have increased or allowed the use of more recreational drugs like marijuana and such. And then once you start mixing them up, it's so dangerous.
It is. I noticed that Vermont, which is one of the green states, it's pro marijuana, and I believe Rhode Island is, but I think Arkansas and South Dakota, which are the other, those are the worst states for the traffic accidents. And there's another factor Jeremy pointed to, and Robin, it's very smart of you to call up, and as a nurse, you, I am sure, understand with any experience that the idea that marijuana is just fun and it's carefree and there's no problem with it, there are people who go to the emergency room all the time from overdoses of marijuana and for all kinds of psychiatric challenges. So I appreciate your call very much. There's another factor here, which is, this is just an item from Minneapolis WCCO. It's a feeling you may have experienced seeing those blue lights in your rearview mirror as the police pull you over. But lately, thousands of drivers are refusing to stop. Figures show that that happening more than 3,100 times last year. New research looks into what's behind the uptick. Well, that one is kind of obvious when you hear all these horrible stories about police officers getting into violent confrontations after simple traffic stops, and the general sense of breakdown that we have, and we do, in the midst of a pandemic that doesn't seem to end. This clearly has got to be part of a factor. In one of the clearest indications of rising recklessness, fatal accidents involving just one vehicle also rose disproportionately. So it's not simply cutting somebody off and road rage provoking that. Because if it's hearing just somebody hearing about one vehicle in a fatal accident, that's like a it's like a Tiger Woods vehicle, or somebody runs into a tree or a tree stump or something of that nature. That can be very serious. Jonathan Adkins who's executive director of the Governor's Highway Safety Association, a Washington nonprofit representing agencies nationwide, suggested that people's disregard for themselves and others on the road is part of a national decline in civility, which you can kind of see everywhere, can't you? And he says generated during the pandemic. It's before the pandemic. Again, moving here from Los Angeles, which my wife and I and our kids did in 1996, it was so striking because Seattle was famous. I mean, for basically having nice drivers and relatively safe roadways. Used to say that you needed an engraved invitation at a four-way stop. But that's not the case anymore. And a number of people have commented about this. This came in, it's an email from Chris in Seattle. He says, I would say a majority of the reasons why drivers are acting crazier on the roads and people are more violent in general in public is because of mask wearing and lockdowns. It's not the pandemic that's causing more violence and terrible driving. It's our response to the lockdown that's making people crazy. It's the constant bombarding of fear from the left and from the medical organizations. It's not the actual sickness of COVID-19. It's the government's decisions on what to do with COVID-19 that are causing so much angst. Okay, I mean, again, it's kind of tough to separate the pandemic from the lockdowns. I mean, one of the things that I think Americans agree, and there are very few who disagree, the idea of further lockdowns or renewed lockdowns, we need better approaches because it is not at all clear that lockdowns work. And again, it may be that this is just one of many, many situations that arises from the lockdowns, as Chris indicates. In California, which saw a 5% increase in fatalities last year, highway patrol officers issued nearly 28,500 tickets for speeds over 100 miles per hour. That's over double the number of tickets they gave for over 100 miles an hour 2 years ago. Isn't that appalling? We will be right back with an appalling move by an Italian bishop where he's had to apologize to Santa Claus and his parishioners. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
It's outrageous what's going on out here.
The Michael Medved Show.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Kentucky says there are over 100 people still unaccounted for in the aftermath of severe storms that brought tornadoes to the state. As of now, 74 people are dead, with 12 of them being children. This as Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says people are helping each other out in this time of need.
I don't think we have a single person who's without a home to go to. Even if they lost their own home, they're going to neighbors, to friends, to state park near there. We believe we've got shelter for everyone.
The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine releasing a study saying 34% of children in the United States had insufficient or unreliable health insurance prior to the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
City sidewalk, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing.
And let's have more of the spirit of Christmas and less of the spirit of traffic fatalities and bad economic news and political polarization. Maybe a little bit of break for all that negativity, but there's even controversy about Santa Claus. We'll get to that in a moment. I mentioned earlier that there's this idea that people are more reluctant to stop for flashing blue lights. And that when you talk about 28,000, can you imagine 28,000 tickets they gave out in California in 1 year alone for going over 100 miles an hour? I'm sorry, going 100 miles an hour anywhere, particularly in a pretty well populated state like California, it's really problematic. And then there's this. Cities and states are starting to ban police from pulling drivers over for low-level traffic infractions as a way to reduce racial profiling. Last week, the city of Philadelphia became the first major U.S. city, by the way, which is breaking every record ever set for murders. At highest murders, and they're way over. If they reached 500, they were over their all-time record. Now it's 530, something like that. Last week, the city of Philadelphia became the first major U.S. city to pass such legislation when it banned police from issuing a traffic stop based on these infractions: driving with a broken taillight, not wearing a seatbelt, driving with minor damage to a bumper, driving with a registration that has been expired for less than 2 months. In other words, they're not allowed to stop you if they see that your registration is 2 months old. You don't get a warning. Relocating a license plate to another visible part of the vehicle, or obstruction of view, such as an air freshener placed on the rear view mirror. Okay, no stops on that. But they did have to stop a controversial presentation that was made by a Roman Catholic diocese in Sicily, where they have now issued a public apology to outraged parents after its bishop told a group of children that Santa didn't exist. Bishop Antonio Stagliano didn't mean the comments and was trying to underline the true meaning of Christmas and the true story of St. Nicholas, said a spokesman for the archdiocese. Italian news reports quoted Stagliano as saying during a recent religious festival that Santa doesn't exist and that his red costume was created by Coca-Cola for publicity. Is that true? I didn't know they had Coca-Cola on the North Pole, but I guess it's everywhere. First of all, on behalf of the bishop, I express my sorrow for this declaration, which has created disappointment in the little ones, and I want to specify that Monsignor Stagliano's intentions were quite different. We certainly must not demolish the imagination of children, but draw good examples from it that are positive for life, so Santa Claus is an effective image to convey the importance of giving generosity and sharing. While several welcomed the bishop's attempt to focus on the Catholic meaning of Christmas, comment section for the archdiocese, this is in Sicily, was negative for interfering with family traditions and celebrations and crushing the spirits of children whose early years were disrupted by the pandemic. You are the demonstration that when it comes to families, children, and family education, you don't understand a thing, said a commenter named Mary Avola on the site. Now, this, of course, it all reminds me of one of perhaps the most famous editorial, newspaper editorial in American history, the one that began, Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. This was a New York Sun, 1897, with a little girl writing in with a plaintive question. They had questions and answers. She wrote in, is there Santa Claus? And the famous answer, Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. And it was about the spirit of Santa and what it meant. You get some sense of that in this presentation that's been made in St. Augustine, Florida. And for decades, the St. Augustine record has been part of the holiday tradition. The newspaper publishes local children's letters to Santa. So they just dug up a bunch of letters from 100 years ago. And we're going to send these out. We're going to link them to our newsletter, which goes out on Friday, this Friday at the height of Christmas season. And we're going to attach some of these letters, too. But they're pretty endearing. One came in from your little boy, Peter Pierce. And he says, my dear Santa Claus, this is the first time I have written you a letter, but my mother told me if I were a good boy that you could bring me all kinds of nice toys. Here is what I want. Now, this is 1921. A puppy above all else. A bass drum. A baby Victrola. That's a record player. A tool chest. An electric train. A football. A walking cane. A bicycle. A sand dumper. Pretty storybooks, blocks, a pop gun with a stopper, and lots of nice things to eat. Please don't forget me. Your little boy, Peter Pierce. Some pretty ambitious list, don't you think? And this is one that must have stuck out. It's from Howard Milligan. He writes, dear Santa Claus, I have been a bad boy this year. I hope you will forgive me. And bring me a blonde doll named Marie, and also a brunette named Gertrude. Bring a cat, bring some candy, fruit, and nuts. From your friend, Howard Milligan. Pretty confident Santa's going to forgive him, huh? And this, dear Santa Claus, please give me a big doll dressed up pretty. A go-kart for all my dolls, and plenty of oranges, nuts, and candy. I am trying to be a good girl. From your little girl, Maud Antoinette Coachman. And then this. Dear Santa, just a few lines to let you know what I want for Christmas. I want a bicycle, a storybook, and some candy and fruit. What is this deal with candy and fruit? Santa, don't forget my little nephew, Harold Masters. Santa, now bring me what I want. Goodbye. Do these kids sound a little bit spoiled? Really? Okay, this is from Margaret Windsor. Right, yes, exactly. And this is what she demands. I want a baby doll that looks to be 1 year old. I would like it to have a nice trunk full of clothes for the doll, if you can find one. I would like it to walk and talk. I would like a carriage with two round windows in the top of it. I would like pink bedroom slippers with rabbits on them. I want a bicycle and a pair of skates. I want a bracelet. Be sure it is gold, also with a ring with MLW initials on it. Her name is Margaret Windsor. I want all of a set of the Four Little Blossoms books. I also want a lot of things in my stocking. Please, Santa Claus, give a lot of things to the poor people everywhere. Yeah, I wish you a Merry Christmas. Yeah, no wonder they're poor after he's given everything to Margaret Windsor. This is quite revealing. This from Roscoe. As Christmas is so near, we will get to Roscoe in a moment. Is it somehow eavesdropping to listen to what kids ask Santa to bring them? I think about it, probably most of these kids aren't alive. It's 100 years ago. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833, toll free, 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am sure that Burl Ives, who's singing this classic song, that Burl Ives actually, from time to time, dressed up as Santa Claus. I mean, he had the body build, he had the beard. Not as long a beard, not as white, but still. And just a few more of some of the letters from children in Florida to Santa. In Christmas of 1921, you know, Christmas of 1921, they were just getting out of the pandemic and just getting out of a nationwide recession. It was an optimistic time for the country, and the president of the United States at the time, Warren Gamaliel Harding, was wildly popular. And he unfortunately died after visiting Seattle. He didn't die because he visited Seattle. He was on his way back down the coast. He was at the Palace Hotel in San Francisco. And he had some still undiagnosed and mysterious stomach ailment. But that is another story. Roscoe writes to Santa. And he says, as Christmas is so near, I want to let you know just what I would like to have. Please bring me a bugle, as I can surely blow one good. And Lady wants me to play in the city band someday. You can bring me a nice book to read and a soldier suit with leggings. Lots of goodies. Also, do not forget my little cousin Edith. She wants a little tea cart. Well, Santa, this is all with lots of love. Wishing you a Merry Christmas from your little friend, Roscoe. P.S. Santa, I want you to know I still live at 172 San Marco Avenue. And, you know, Santa has to get the addresses somehow. And this from a lonely little girl. Her name is Eloise Malloy. And Eloise says, I am a little girl, 4.5 years old. I live on Anastasia Island at the Big Lighthouse. I have no little girls to play with. So please, Santy, come and bring me some toys for my Christmas. A kitty cart, a doll carriage, a large doll bed, and some nuts and candy. I am going to hang my stocking in the southeast chimney of our house, and my daddy will keep the big light burning all Christmas night so you can find the right chimney. So please, dear Santa, don't forget your little lonesome friend. Okay, and last one for now. Dear Santa, I'm going to try to be a good little boy and go to school every day until Christmas. So please bring me a few things. I need a paint set,
a ball and glove, a storybook, a jigger. I'm sorry, I have no idea what that is. Jeremy, what's a jigger? Isn't that something you drink booze out of? Yeah, a jigger and anything else that is good for a little boy 6 years old. Please do not forget my candy. And bring Nelly a ball. Goodbye, Santa. Robert M. Shugart, Jr. And then last one, very last one. I am a little boy. I am 8 years old. I want you to bring me a cowboy suit and a tool chest and some nuts and candy. That will be all for this year. Okay. And that is all as far as that is concerned. Now, this brings us to an issue in education. And we've talked a lot today about crime and education, which I think are going to be the two big issues that should give the Republicans a victory in the congressional elections coming up. But one of the problems with education is, what do you do when school administrators are not responsive to parents, and when teachers or administrators lose the confidence of parents in a school district? This is Dateline Monroe, Washington, and there are growing calls among teachers and students for the school superintendent to resign. He received a no-confidence vote, which passed with 90% of staff. Now, this is no formal vote. They just brought it up because they want to get rid of him. Student protesters and activist groups believe the superintendent is not responding well enough to reports of bigotry and racism in the school district. Here is a report from Cairo 7 News.
That no confidence vote, we are told, had a 90% yes in the no confidence counter because of concerns here by this staff. They say that they have no confidence in the school superintendent here in Monroe, and they are rallying tonight at school district headquarters in advance of the school board meeting.
We deserve better!
We deserve better!
It was a dramatic start to the school day. Students at Monroe High School marching out of class to protest this.
Come here.
Knock me! Knock me!
An altercation last month in which a white student repeated the N-word to another student who is black in the high school's parking lot. The district held an assembly 2 days later to address issues of race and equity. But many in the school community, including these students, say that's not enough.
It's not just racist hate acts. It's across various different groups.
Okay, and more about the alleged racist hate act and one in the parking lot? Listen.
In a vote last Friday, an overwhelming majority of her colleagues declared they have lost confidence in school superintendent Justin Blasco.
No confidence in him to do what?
No confidence in him leading us forward in helping us heal.
They believe he should resign. Through his office, Blasco declined to talk to us, but in a statement, he said they are investigating the issues of racism and discrimination, that they are renewing their focus on diversity and diversity, equity, and inclusion for all students. But Hayashi says neither they nor the students believe Blasco is the right leader for this moment.
They are done with being harassed and done with feeling like they're others.
Okay, I know nothing about the validity of this, but it's striking that what they're concerned about is not a failure in academics or educational policy, but a failure of sensitivity to racism, which could be terrible. We'll stay tuned. Also stay tuned because one of the most acclaimed movies of the year, it's one of the leading nominees for the Critics' Choice Awards, in which I vote. And it's a film many of you will find nostalgic and heartwarming. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In California's suburban San Fernando Valley in 1973, an ambitious, entrepreneurial high school kid, too young to drive, develops a surprising relationship with a 25-year-old free spirit frustrated by the dating life in Licorice Pizza, now playing in theaters across the country.
I think it's weird that I hang out with Gary and his 15-year-old friend all the time.
Our roads took us here.
I'm not going to forget you, just like you're not going to forget me.
And both lead performances by rock star Alana Haim and Cooper Hoffman, son of the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, are genuinely unforgettable. In this stylish but meandering saga of the 1970s by acclaimed director Paul Thomas Anderson. But the long episodic film is both intriguing and ultimately unsatisfying, feeling inconclusive and somewhat indulgent. Rated R for language and sex references, 2.5 stars for Licorice Pizza, nostalgic saga of waterbeds and gas lines that seems to end as abruptly as the 70s. And even more abruptly, actually, because the 70s ended with Ronald Reagan's election as president. That was kind of decisive. There's nothing like that here. It just goes and goes and then kind of stops. And the various episodes are only loosely connected. However, both of the young performers in the leads are remarkable, and both of them getting legitimate Oscar conversation, as well as nominations from the Critics' Choice Awards, the nominations we just voted, and it just came out yesterday. Coming out tomorrow, we're going to be talking about a new Pew study about religious attitudes in America. What's stunning is that in 10 years ago, 75% of Americans identified as Christians. Today it's 63%. And it's not different people arriving here. It's actually people changing their minds. Why? We will get to that question tomorrow. We'll also get to the most popular names, some of them very controversial, for pets, cats and dogs. Actually, it's revealing that they gather information about all of this. And Kamala Harris predicting mass death from COVID? No, something else she likes to talk about. But we will get to that and much more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.